May I have your views on certain traditional religious practices performed by certain religious sects during funeral wakes with respect to rebirth linking? According to what circulating in the sutra or mantra to review the course of life, forgiveness for any wrongdoing, reinforce on good merit making to help the departed gain rebirth in three-rooted plane of existence in next life. To the constraint of land space available for accommodating the projected growth in population, cremation of dead bodies and disposing of the ashes in the seas would alleviate the pressure for these scarce land resources. I wish to know if such an action would in any way have negative effects on doers, taking into consideration what the Dhamma specified. Hungry Ghost Festival is observed during the lunar 7th month. The of Bodhisattva Mahasattva Atstro Bodhisattva is remembered on the 30th day of the 7th lunar month. He vowed that he would only enter Buddhahood after uplifting all those who are suffering in hell. In this respect, would those chanting of Sutra Mantra and good merit-making activities help the departed to gain rebirth in three-rooted plane existence? I have heard from a friend about offering of joysticks. It should not matter whether the height of the joysticks is tall or short. It is not interpreted as the merits gained from such offerings would be proportional to the offerings made. In this regard, I wish to know, is this wrong view? Thank you, Venerable. So, according to the teachings of the Buddha, the soul of mind, not really soul, of departed would be wandering above the corpse of matter during mourning period. So that may or may not be true. For some persons it may be true, but not for every person. A person may be reborn as a ghost and then he may be hovering above the corpse. But as I said before, that is the another life, and so it is not the interim life between two rebirths. During funeral wakes, religious leader would chant certain sutra mantra to review the course of life, seek forgiveness for any wrongdoing, reinforce on good merit making to help the departed gain rebirth in three-rooted plane of existence in next life. Now, when a person dies, he is already in the next life. And also, the chanting of sutras and mantras by people of this life cannot help him. And forgiveness, he has asked forgiveness himself, and we cannot ask forgiveness for him. Although they may be traditional and cultural, they are not real help to those who have departed. We cannot help a person to be reborn in three-rooted planes of existence after his death. He's already there, so there's no help. And then, like the scarcity of land space and so on. In Buddha's teachings, it is immaterial whether there is a cremation or burial, even where the body is cremated or buried. Because once a person has died, then he is no longer here, he is in another existence, and whatever we do to the body left behind has no effect to him. But to save the precious land, people may practice cremation and then scatter the ashes in the seas. I don't know whether it is allowed to scatter the ashes in the seas here in this country. In the United States, it is not easy. They don't want you to contaminate the environment. And Holy Ghost Festival, it is a Mahayana festival, and according to what I understand about Buddha's teachings, for those who have departed, it is very different here. And then the vow that he would only enter Buddhahood after uplifting all those who are suffering in hell, that is doubtful. I don't think anybody can uplift every being in hell. because they are suffering in hell according to their own karma. And so nobody can go there and lift them up according to the Theravada teachings. Now, Venerable Mahamoggallana often visited hell, but he could not take any hell creature with him, say, from hell. What he could do is just talk to them and to do good or meritorious deed and so on. Joysticks or whatever offering you do, what is more important is your intention and your chaitana rather than the size of the offering you make. Now it is said that even offering just one flower can help you to avoid rebirth in woeful state for many, many world cycles. So, and then Buddha said, if the mind is clear, there is no such thing as a little dana, a little punya. So, if you do it with the right state of mind, then the size of the offering does not count. So, it is your intention, it is your goodwill, it is your kusala chitana, that is important. And I'll have to stop here. It is